Haiti's reconstruction will take about 10 years and require $11.5 billion. But Wednesday's conference aimed to meet reconstruction costs for only the first 18 months. Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive outlined his country's blueprint for reconstruction as a guide for the 140 countries that attended the conference. He said funds are needed for Haiti's infrastructure, for job creation, and to put the country on a path to sustainable development. The United States was a conference co-chair and led the way in offering help. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said if Haiti creates strong, transparent, and accountable institutions, it can become an engine for progress and prosperity.
To that end, the United States pledges $1.15 billion for Haiti's long-term recovery and reconstruction. This money will go towards supporting the government of Haiti's plan to strengthen agriculture, energy, health, security, and governance.
The European Union also announced its contribution, more than $1.6 billion. Brazil offered $170 million. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, another co-chair, said assistance must be well invested and work in tandem with groups offering humanitarian aid. He urged donors to fund a UN appeal for $1.4 billion. That money will be for emergency needs like water, food, shelter, and sanitation. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.